Good morning, I'm Kelly, and yesterday, here locally, it was Oberon Day, which means that one of like the best somewhat local beers was released. It's like their spring summertime beer by Bell's Brewery.
Mm-hmm. And it is a holiday here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yeah, and that's exactly what we were going to celebrate yesterday, Oberon Day. And I'd never been. Maitland, had you ever been?
Mm-mm.
Well, producer team united last night under the Oberon sun, and then Tommy's girlfriend. And what I loved most about Oberon Day yesterday was that we told everybody it was also Tommy's girlfriend's birthday everywhere we went.
Nice.
It was last week. Okay. But we just kept telling everybody, it's her birthday. It's her birthday. And so, like, the beers were just naturally flowing, and we were having a great time up until Maitland almost died.
Oh, yeah. I choked on a tater tot.
Real bad.
Real bad.
I saw that on your feed there. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
For anyone wondering where America's heroes are.
I tell you what, though, it was scary.
Yeah, I got a hot dog and a little hat full of tater tots. And so we were walking around trying to find a spot. So I kept eating my tater tots out of the little hat.
Like a gecko?
Like bobbing for tater tots. It was amazing.
And then we find a table. We set everything down. I kind of feel something a little stuck, but I'm like, nah, I can just take a hard, fast drink. It'll go down. We'll be fine. It was not fine because when that happens to me, the liquid that I tried to use to force it down goes back up and into my nose, and then I can kind of suffocate. And so I did it, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, here we go. And I just like couldn't breathe. And so I just like kind of dropped down and crouched down, because usually if I just find a bathroom, two fingers, get it out. But I was in front of just a million people. So.
And porta potties.
Yeah, and porta potties.
That's a real busy day.
Oh. So I just kind of crouched down and let things fall out of my mouth. And Kelly's like, are you okay? And kind of like runs around me. And there was another man standing there that we had asked, hey, are you using this table? And I think he was getting ready to do the Heimlich. And I think Kelly stopped him. But then, yeah, I stood up and I was okay. But everybody was like, what?
Well, the worst part of it is, too, you're at a beer festival,
right?
We had had a beer at that point, just the one.
So the first thought is, she is bald.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I was worried I was going to get us kicked out, so that's kind of why I just, like, crouched down and dealt with it.
2 minutes later, because so many people were coming up to say hey, which was really cool. This woman comes up, and she's like, oh, my God, I love the show. And Maitland's, like, getting foam off of her mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hey, look at me, lady.
Good thing you were here. Lip-to-lip streamers still going on.
Yeah, good thing you weren't here 2 minutes ago. But then, yeah, that man walked up by me. And he's like, I know the Heimlich. I was ready to help you.
That's
and then
so
I saw
funny.
Him later, and he was like, that is a really cool jacket. I hope you didn't puke on it.
This is
your puppy dog jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. But now, when you guys say, because yesterday it's like celebrated Oberon Day, and it's all the bars in the area that have it on tap. You can go in there, and obviously they have it on tap. But you guys, like, you went to the source.
Oh, we went to the brewery.
You went to the actual brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Like 45 minutes away or an hour away.
I think that's the only way to celebrate it, right?
Uh-huh. And there's, I mean, 1,000 people there easily.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. And then me and Maitland and Tommy threw some axes, which was cool. But they were, like, felt axes. I don't know, sticky axes. They
Velcro.
Were sticking.
Like Velcro?
Velcro,
that's
sounds
the word
right.
I'm looking for.
Velvet.
Hook and loop if you want to go.
That's it.
Generic.
But we really wanted to win medals, and then... And then they were out of medals by the time we started going over.
There were people hoarding them.
That's terrible.
How long were you guys there?
We were there like
we got there at like 2, left at 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so a few hours.
Nice.
Yeah.
I ended up having nothing to do in the afternoon, and I was like, I was at home, and I go, God, I wish that place was closer.
Yep. See, you could have ridden with us, Hot Wings. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really just that it's an hour and a half from my home.
That's
and I
true.
Go, I've been to that brewery. It's fun. And I'm sure yesterday was a blast. Like, I would have liked that. But I'm like, nope, weighing this. Putting that on the scales of life. And I go, nope.
I also had that moment on the way home because I was the older sober driver yesterday, which was nice. Like, you have a celebratory beer and then you just hang out, whatever. But the kids in the car, Tommy, Maitland, and Tommy's girlfriend, were jamming to punk rock music. I mean, jamming. Mm-hmm. And I felt a little old because at one point a song came on and Tommy was like, you don't know this? Come on, old lady.
Okay, what, kind of, like, what punk rock are we talking about here, Tommy?
Pull this car over.
We had Fall Out Boy was on there. Bring Me the Horizon, I think, was on there.
Day to Remember.
Day to Remember, yeah. I was gonna say.
Okay, so lame new punk rock. Okay,
and
that's
also,
all I wanted to know.
Big Time Rush.
Big Time Rush.
Boyfriend.
Looking for a boyfriend. I see it. Anytime, you know I'm going to be there.
You know we're not drunk now,
yeah,
right?
Is that punk rock?
Oh.
Yeah. That one wasn't, but.
Oh. Yeah, Big Night was, though.
This is the best concert I've ever been to, though. Yeah, let me tell you. It's a Nickelodeon boy band from, like, the 2010s.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That was hardcore.
That does sound hardcore.